It's a beautiful day and a fine time for healing. Podcast host Randy Fine, a narcissistic abuse expert and the author of the groundbreaking book Close Encounters of the Worst Kind and the captivating memoir Cliff Edge Road, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being are all that matter. So put your feet up, relax, and enjoy today's show. And now, here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your show host, Randy Fine. So today, we are talking again with energy psychologist Lydia Vandenbroek about heart chakra healing. This is the fourth chakra, the heart chakra, which we are shining a light on today. This is about letting go of old resentments, lack of love, to be transformed into forgiveness, balance, and caring relationships. The time has come. Fifth dimensional consciousness refers to the spiritual dimensions that mirror our spiritual growth, maybe now more than ever, as we find ourselves living through extreme social upheaval. We want our outer world to reflect the picture of the life we hold inside. It's important to know how and why things manifest and why they sometimes do not. Manifesting something is not the inevitable result of following certain steps. Before your desires can take form, it is fundamental to know yourself as worthy of receiving. Feeling deserving does not come from an entitled claim of the ego, but rather comes from your heart as an expression of your authentic self. You are divinely personified. Can you relax and surrender to the flow and allow life to come to you with grace? Life is much easier and sweeter to navigate as you reach into yourself at a deeper level. Today's special guest, Lydia Vandenbroek, is a transformational healer, teacher, coach, and applied mystic rooted in everyday life. The core of her work is to be heart-to-heart with each person and escort them into their fullest potential. She holds a PhD in holistic sciences and psychotherapy. Lydia has a private practice in the Chicago area and is available in person or by phone. She gives keynote speaking engagements, teaches groups and workshops by invitation, and is available to guide individuals and groups to elevate their consciousness and encourage cooperation. So Let me connect you with Lydia. Let's see. Okay. Okay. Did I send this one? All right. We're just waiting for Lydia to call in because I was a little bit late in getting her the link. So let's hang on a second. Okay. So let me just tell her that we are ready and hold on a second. Let's see. Okay. Let me see if she's called in. Okay. What we might have to do is redo this show next week because I'm having trouble connecting with her. Let's just give it a minute and see if we can get her to call in. This is truly my error. I'm so sorry. You know what? Check. All right, let's just give it another minute. I'm sorry. There she is. Good morning, Lydia. So sorry about that glitch. I am so sorry. Welcome. We're waiting. Okay. I'm glad you're here. We're going to run the show a little bit extra time. Okay?
All right. All right, sweetie. Hold on. I just put in my little plugs. So okay. I can be fully available for you. I was a
Sounds
little
good.
Concerned here.
Yes, yes. Okay. I see what happened, but it's not your fault. It is mine.
You know something? I love hearing that it's not my fault.
No, it really All is right, not baby. Your fault. It really is not. It's my fault.
All right, baby. No blame, no shame, just love.
Okay, we're ready. All righty. So this month we are talking about the heart chakra, letting go of old resentments, lack of love, transforming it into forgiveness, balance, and caring relationships. So why don't you tell us about the heart chakra and why it's so important for us to focus on this month?
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, everybody. We are back. We had to skip last month, if you remember. So I'm very happy to be back and welcome, everybody. And the heart chakra, of course, we kind of all know what the heart chakra is, but just some basic reminders, if you will. The heart chakra is in the middle of the chest, literally kind of between the breasts, if you will. It has a front portal and a rear portal. The color is green, if you picture it. And the sound is yum, yum. You might have heard meditators chant yum, yum. So that means it is the sound connected to the heart chakra. So those of our listeners who have been with us for the first chakra, second chakra, third chakra, red, orange, and yellow. And kind of I chose to see the chakras almost as floors through the body, because from the ground floor, the first chakra, you really don't see a whole lot, right? You're kind of just sitting there looking through your little window. You don't see a whole lot. But the higher you go up the chakra system or up your floors, you can see more. You can see more what's happening in the world. And so your inner world is actually no different. So we are focusing on the heart chakra today. And the I guess, ingredients, that's not quite the right word. The energies, if you will, in most of us, have either partially been transformed, really at our time in our evolution, have they been fully transformed? Because, you know, you may remember, of course, that we are becoming aware. This physical body is like a structure where the energy flows through. The energy of God, if you will, the energy of Mother Earth and Father Sky flow through us. And the less resistances we offer, the more intuitive and aware that we become. So is that a good intro? I hope everybody is feeling that.
Yes.
When little light bulbs come on, it's like, oh, gosh, yes. Oh, gosh, yes. So apart from doing the healing work in my practice, I need for you to be aware of, or for me to be aware, where we are blocking our path. And so I'm going to give you a few examples, and I'd like for you to please journey with us through your body. Remember, your body is the vessel. So I'm asking you questions for you to just answer from the place of your own heart. Okay, so are you carrying, lovely people, are you carrying extended sadness, right, and grief? In other words, sometimes, you know, a broken heart. You know, are you carrying long-term sadness? You know, and we're always going to do a practical at the end. Most of us have carried extended sadness, things that did not work out for us, and how do we accept that this was simply part of our karma and feel the broken heart sadness, not necessarily related to our love life, but just simply the disappointments, and how do we release that so there can be more flow. Okay. Another kind of out of balance, I'm sorry. There was an incoming call that I will just try to ignore.
Okay.
I'm just ignoring it. But she's life nowadays, right?
Right, exactly.
So I know we do the best we can with life nowadays. So the heart chakra, I'm asking you to check your heart space, your life, for extended feelings of sadness and grief, right? Like I think I've said that before, when I still lived in London, it was a woman, a neighbor woman, and whenever I would see her, she would my mother passed and my mother, and she would cry, and of course I wanted to be compassionate and offer her some love, but you know, this was going on for quite a long time, and so I said, well, when did your mom pass? So she said 18 years ago. And I go, okay, time to stop being compassionate and say, you know, need to really get on with life, kind of thing, right? So it's a little bit of a silly example, but any kind of grieving scenario that has extended itself too long, it could be over a romance, it could be maybe the death of a parent or the death of a sibling, which is usually even more challenging. So any over-attachment that towards things that you want, but either are not meant to be or are still going to unfold, but to hold on to that grief vibration is going to delay you welcoming what it is that you would love to have or see in your life. Is that kind of clear?
Oh, yes, very.
Okay, of course, whatever we do, I invite you to check in with your own energy system. You know, what grievances are you still holding, right? Forgiveness. You know, I certainly have an ex-husband. I would imagine many of our listeners do. So I do know how challenging it can be that suddenly after just a lot of personal work, you know, poof, you know, he surfaces again in your awareness, right? And to absolutely release with love, because you're the one who suffers, right? So are you holding on to issues of lack of forgiveness, if you will? I'm just giving you a moment to reflect on that. As I'm doing myself. Another item, you know, to check if you're in balance is the balance between thinking and feeling, right? Most of us, as we all know, we are overthinkers, right?
Yes,
we are. Overthinkers. Aren't we just, huh?
Yes.
Because we've been taught that that thinking will get us where we need to be, and that simply is not correct, will get us to be healed. So when you find yourself being an overthinker, right? Just notice it and drop into your heart and have the courage to feel, because it is through the body, the physical body, that we can clear and release and heal, oh lovely people, and heal and let go, right? Yesterday when I was fussing with something, because most of you know I'm an intuitive, a healer, whatever sensation you're feeling, and a lot of the time that is, of course, an unpleasant sensation, just feel it. Just feel it. Slowly count to 10. And notice. Notice what happens. Notice what happens. Just be the supporter of your own emotional well-being, right? This is not, lovely people, about never having an unpleasant feeling, right? I have them all the time. In fact, once you are seriously engaged in your own healing, you're getting a lot of feelings that they've kind of all been piled up and bubbled up in your body, right? And once you say yes, ooh, they all start loosening. Just simply whatever sensation it is, fear, anger, doubt, just feel it. Just feel it. I know, I'm hearing you, Randy. Does that apply?
Why is that so scary for us?
Isn't it? Because we're overthinkers. Has overthinking ever healed anything in your life? No.
Not for me.
And not for me either. So my work, essentially my energy mastery work, is about releasing those feelings, but then not sitting there and live forever in it. So stop regurgitating, but whatever you're feeling, count to 10. Count to 10. And feel and breathe. Okay, because we have masses of bottled up feelings. I don't want to make a living out of regurgitating old feelings, but we kind of do a lot of the time. So feel. Count to 10 and breathe. That is not too much to ask. And if you need help, just get in touch with me and I'll help you.
Okay. Yeah, it's not. I mean, that's really a good tool for us to have. So what happens if, you know, I just had some work done on me, energy work done on me, and I found out that I had a blockage like in my throat chakra, which will be the next one. And so I was going from trying to live from my heart without the flow being complete all the way up to the crown chakra. Right.
Correct.
So do many of us have blockages there?
Oh my gosh. Well, obviously you need to join us next month, right? That's why, lovely Randy, we are doing this monthly.
Right.
Right? And it's not when will this be done, because the loving answer to that is it just keeps shifting and changing. And what's awesome is that you become more awake and aware, right? And life begins to change. Right. So, yes, we are doing the throat chakra next month, which in Lydia's world is about speaking clearly. You know, we all have situations in life where we just don't speak. We allow ourselves heaven forbid, to be abused, because those days are gone, certainly for me and for many of us, but just situations where we don't speak clearly enough, right? Like, I give you a little example. Right here, right now, I have one of my closest girlfriends arriving in a couple of hours from Colorado, and we had plans, bunch of plans, right? Well, suddenly the plans are changed. And why are the plans changed? Because some man appeared on the scene that she had not seen in a long time. And so I do have to say to her, this is not okay. We've been talking about our plans for a year. Suddenly, poof, right? And so we have to speak clearly. That when we feel hurt, when we feel offended, when we feel overlooked, right? And many of us swallow the pain or get angry. So that's for next month, lovely people. So please make sure that you join us. Many throat issues, the obvious one, sore throat. But anyway, let's not kind of overwhelm ourselves with that, and just let's return to the heart.
Okay.
And the yin-yang feeling, thinking and feeling. And as you are feeling, feel in the body, and we're going to do a practical on that before the end of this particular session, because write that on your heart, lovely people. Feeling is healing. What you cannot feel, you cannot heal. Okay, just feel that in your body. Just feel that in your body. Feeling is healing. Okay. Thinking is the yang energy, the male energy. It's all in the head, spinning, of course. And feeling is in the body. I'm kind of slowing down a little bit how I speak to make sure that you're hearing and that you are receiving that. Please remember that what is happening on the planet, a huge and giant shift, planetary shift, that we are opening up to 5D. I'm sure you've heard of 5D, to some degree of awareness. 5D is the quantum field. And the quantum field is the level above that we've been living. So there's a 3D we've been living. 4D is the heart chakra, which we're focusing on right now, and it's a bridging point. Like today we can live in the heart, doesn't mean to say we can live in the heart tomorrow. It's like a bridge. Living in the heart, yeah, I can do it right now because I'm not in a difficult spot. Something difficult happens, I may have to stretch across that bridge, right? And this is what we're focusing on. The heart chakra is the bridge between 3D and 5D, right? 5D is the quantum field. You've all heard of the quantum field, right? We are pulling down the energy from the quantum field, which is God in a different language, spirit. So 5D is the field of love, and all of us, politically as well, everything. 5G is calling us, and of course we're all in different spaces, and so I am here to help the lovely people who resonate with me to help you into 5D to the extent that I can. right? And so you this, know, I do
so
my.
I have a question. I have a question, Lydia. Will everyone go? Will everyone transmute or transform to 5D at the same time?
No. Maybe we're all taking baby steps. Sometimes we're taking a giant step. This is what the planet is doing. That's why there are so many eruptions and fights, and because no. We are stretching into 5D according to our level of awareness.
Gotcha.
But one thing is for sure, it will not leave us alone, right? That's why on various levels, people say to me, Lydia, oh my God, I thought I was done with this. But no, baby, you're not, right? Because we have to transform to some extent before the gates to 5D can open, right? And we will do it. It's going to take, I don't know how long, I do not know. But we are right now, right here, in it, right? That's why all of our difficult stuff is coming up. And for the collective, that usually means wars, but it also means all. This is so fascinating. And you may notice this. All of the old systems are breaking down. Are they not?
Yes. Oh, they are.
Right. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Randy. All of the old systems are breaking down because they need to be broken. Can no longer be sustained. So life as before is no more. It cannot be. My lovely family in Europe, you know, they just wanted, well, I just want life to be as before, and then life can continue as before, and it just simply is not. It's not. So all the old systems are breaking down. And, you know, that's a little traumatic. It sure can be. So best thing we can do is to always know that we're loved. The quantum field is spirit, it's God, it's whomever or whatever, nature, mother nature, whatever you feel supported by. If you have a religion, fine. If you don't have a religion, fine too, right? Mother Earth is my grounding. I need to stay grounded. Right? And so, yes, all the old systems are breaking down. So trying to hold on to some old drama, old way of living is no longer possible. So at our comfort level, that's why I'm here, do just little baby steps that all you have to do is notice. Right? If you take a baby step like, oh, wow, this is not working for me anymore. Okay. Just take a breath. Call upon the quantum field or 5D and say thank you for shining some light on this situation. And so we're gently, since we are in the heart chakra, is to gently remind you of the first chakra and any old feelings you might still have of safety and security. Hold on, another call. Let me just blah, blah, be rid of that. Good. Okay, people stopped calling me this morning. First chakra, color red. Just a little love reminder. Feelings of safety. Security, money, right? You are safe. And I think I may have mentioned that a very, very simple way that I use myself in spite of all the work that I've done is I like Abraham Hicks. Everything is always working out for me, right? Everything is always working out for me. And I go to sleep with it. I wake up with it. And I have my focus on goodness and love and beauty. and everything is always working out for me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of imprint that on your system. Okay. Second chakra, which is kind of doing a little bit of an overview. Color is orange. Just kind of check your attachments to people. Just check your attachments in codependency. Right? Do you feel that you're leaning too heavily on another person, a husband, a wife, a child? Oh, just noticing. Just noticing. And begin to gently bring back those energy cords that may have been wired in to your energy system, right? Because if you're being controlled or if you are controlling somebody else, not so good. Just a little love reminder, right? So, taking a breath.
So how do we get rid of the cords that are tied to us? Just becoming aware of them?
Well, becoming aware of them, you can cut them. If you feel you need deeper help, I can help you with it. But also noticing that you've installed those cords. You are the one who has welcomed these cords. Right? And of course, guess what? You're going to attract a person who, you know, who participates in the courts. Could be a husband, a wife, a sister. In my case, it was an older sister who was abusive. And as a child, you know, you're scared. So once I became aware of it, and I feel it is completely resolved for me, or I would say 95%, because, you know, there's no such thing as complete, right? Life is never complete, but I feel to the very large extent the cords are cut with my older sister. And usually if we have a family member, we tend to attract a partner who also wants to control. And you just have to notice yourself that you can connect to source, not to an energy cord.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll kind of periodically revisit that.
Okay.
Okay, lovely,
so,
Randy?
Yes. So I would imagine that anyone listening to this has some connection to source. But I find that not everybody does. And I guess if they're not connected to source, they really wouldn't be interested in chakra healing, would they? Or energy psychology.
Yeah, absolutely, sweetie. But may I interrupt? Everybody,
sure.
Everybody, every leaf, every animal, every ant is connected to source.
Well, I believe that. I believe that.
Well, you better believe it, because otherwise you wouldn't be breathing. You wouldn't be breathing.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So your breath is the connection to source.
Mm.
Right? Just ask yourself, where is this breath coming from?
Right.
Thank you for that awesome question, Randy, because, you know, I'm so taking it for granted, you know, that everybody knows. Where does that breath come from? Right?
Right.
What did I suggest earlier with every sensation that you feel? Breathe. Slowly count from 1 to 10. Every tree, I'm looking at my, you know, the surroundings I'm in. Beautiful trees. Every great blade of grass is connected to source. Every drop of water is connected to source. Right. So, yeah, you better be connected, honey, otherwise you, even when you're dead, physically dead, you're still connected. You're just moving on into a different frequency.
Now, when we're in 5D, will the chakras matter? Will they still be there, or will we have a different energy system?
No, we keep that energy system that keeps opening and expanding. The chakra system is essentially how we call in the life force that we live in, whether it is in this dimension, whether we are dead in a different dimension. So those chakras keep opening and expanding, right? But, you know, that's kind of like just a given that we transform. Who knows? You know, we may become sages. We may become teachers at a different level. We may become saints or whatever your word is, right? We may get a different body. This body is a vehicle that we are given or that we have manifested to walk through life, right? And so what we are doing is probably some, not totally elementary, but by becoming aware, right, we can create, we can manifest rather than being a victim of whatever life brings us.
That is so empowering. Yes, that's so empowering.
Isn't that, baby?
Yes,
isn't
absolutely.
That, baby, mm-hmm. So empowering, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's breathe into that, sweetie. So empowering. We're doing good. And thank you for these awesome questions, Randy. It brings us back to, you know, all the different levels that our listeners may be at, right, which you probably know better than I. So thank you for that. Feel free to ask questions because it gives me an opportunity to kind of visit at different levels, if you will.
So my next question, you are so welcome,
please,
Lydia. My next question is, how is the heart chakra related to the organ of our heart?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. What a question. You see, to me, because, you know, I'm the creator of my own work, when your heart is filled with love, right? Remember that your heart is the heart of the universe. And so the more your heart opens energetically, right, the energy of forgiveness begins to flow. So I am here because source energy is telling me to make you aware or make myself aware, if you will, right? Am I walking around with unhealed issues of forgiveness, right? I think to some extent I may still have some forgiveness issues, but not to a significant extent. That's just the way I feel myself, right? So each time your heart vibrates at a higher frequency, right? So you can manifest and attract so much more of your own desires, whether it's a heartfelt lover, whether your heart is filled with love for yourself, which brings up the vibration immediately, right? Whether you want to call in a different life situation, so you don't have to drag yourself to a work situation that is painful to you. Like, oh, I've got to go to work and drag myself to work. No. As your heart begins to soften for yourself, you begin to be aware, like, you know something, I don't have to live with lack anymore. I can live with grace and beauty. That's just a little example, if you will.
Right.
When
you talk about vibration, so I mean, when we think of our heart, we think of the organ that keeps us living, you know, the organ that pumps blood through us and oxygen.
Mm-hmm. The physical,
heart. Right, mm-hmm. right. So the mm-hmm. physical mm-hmm. heart, is that by the heart chakra itself?
Of course. Of course.
Okay. Okay.
Of course. Yes. The less resentment, the more openness, the more love, not sexual love, the more love for nature, for trees, for people, for children, for dogs, for yourself, which we did the self-love chakra, or the more healthy your physical heart will be. Any heart situation, any heart condition, if you will, you know, but when you see a doctor with a heart condition, it's not because our medicine is still very much based in a mechanistic model, but that is changing. That is going to change. We are shifting to an energetic model of medicine, which is vibrational medicine, right? Vibrational medicine. So anything to do with the heart is where is there of the flow, right? Mm, my own mother passed of a severe case of angina, right? Which literally is a blocking of the heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know. Wow, these are wonderful questions.
So,
Randy,
so it's not that we've had too much cholesterol in our diet or any of these things that would tend to block the heart. It's really our connection to the flow of our energy there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And cholesterol may or may not. I prefer not to comment on that because I don't want to trespass on other people's belief systems. I'm sure that too much cholesterol in the diet contributes, but I also know that emotional blockages, emotional stagnation, carrying resentment, carrying lack of forgiveness, essentially being overly anxious when we feel like, you know, the heart palpitating. Is it palpitating or palpating? Palpitating.
Palpitating.
That is going to, sorry, that's all going to contribute to the heart.
Okay.
Take a breath on that. You're awesome, Randy. Thank you. Because you're helping our listeners verbalize the questions, right?
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah, that's your job, right?
Right, that is my job.
And I appreciate that. So, yeah, I'm giving you lovely people just a lot to consider that life is changing. Life is changing, and we're not going back to the old ways. Right. And so the best thing you can do for yourself is to, you know, I don't want to overwhelm you, but you can begin to notice what needs to change in my life. Right. What is needed. Right. That I can begin to do differently. And even if it is simply feeling. For some bizarre reason, we don't want to feel. We want to think about feeling. We don't want to feel, right? Just feeling and counting to 10, feeling, and let the feeling clear. And feeling the flow of life with the breath. That's why every healing tradition, Randy, involves the breath. Right, involves the breath. You can probably hear me breathing. I'm going to incorporate some breathing in our practical work as well today.
Okay, great.
Yeah, breathe, Randy, breathe, lovely people. Right, breathe. There's actually nothing wrong with feeling yuck, right? but the yuck can transform you. Hey, right? Right. It's uncomfortable.
How does the yuck transform us? So in other words, we need to feel the things that are uncomfortable in our life before we can be transformed. Is that what you're saying?
It's not so much linear Randy. The yuck essentially is small or large blockages in the flow of your life force through your whole body, mind, body, and spirit, right? And so many of those little yucks, they've been sitting there forever, and eventually, of course, they are not good for us, right? But there's nothing wrong. Everything seems to be geared on how do I get rid of the yuck? How do I get rid of the yuck? When it is really about embracing the yuck, right? Do you feel that you can and want embrace the yuck? Right? It's like the yuck is like a little child that's kind of all lost. Right? All lost. So the yuck transforms you. It is the yuck that needs to be loved back into the light. Right?
Wow.
It's uncomfortable. Isn't it uncomfortable to hold hands with the yuck?
Oh, it's very uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable. And many people have panic attacks when they have to feel pain that they've never felt before. They think they're going to die because they're feeling something they've never felt before.
Right. I have many people in my practice with a so-called panic disorder, which is kind of a locked-in energy that we organize our lives around it, like, let's say, I don't know, agoraphobia, or I don't know. We start organizing our lives to avoid feeling the feeling.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's actually very uncomfortable as to what we need. Let's use panic disorder as an example. You're feeling the discomfort. There's nowhere to run, but you have to stay with it. It's to root yourself in the earth, feet on the ground, breathe, and just hold hands with the panic. Hold hands with the panic. See the panic as a small child. Right? A small child. Come here, baby. Just, put you on your lap and let's breathe together. Right? But of course, if, the medical model does what the medical model does, it gives you a bunch of tranquilizers, right? And that is your choice. That certainly is fine, but it is not the deepest choice for your well-being. Is that helpful, sweetie?
It's very helpful. Yes.
All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because people will say to me that they have, because of their past, they have flashbacks. And then when they're in the middle of flashbacks, they almost freeze. Well, they do freeze. Absolutely, they do freeze. So this is very, very good advice, or it's very helpful, actually, to help people overcome those times when they feel stuck for whatever reason.
Right. Just see the discomfort, Randy, and to all of our listeners, as a small child. And the energy is frozen. Right? And so we accommodate our lives essentially to accommodate the discomfort, but that doesn't help. That small child needs, it's okay, baby. Just come sit on my lap, right? Second chakra, and you breathe the discomfort into the heart, which is what the heart chakra is about. Right? So the second chakra, little child, little girl, little boy, heart chakra is your bigger source energy, yourself, your divinity. Come, baby, breathing you back into the heart, right? And so, yeah, so those questions are really useful, Randy, because most therapists, well, I don't know about most, I shouldn't be saying that, many therapists are still at the level where they're not being useful because that small child is still in fight or flight, shall we say.
Yes.
Right? Yes. So breathing into the heart. Like, come here, baby. Everything is just fine. Everything is just fine.
And everything is always working out for me.
Everything, you know, to me, that for me that really works, because I've got my little situations, we all do in life, right? Everything's always working out for me. And if you want a reinforcement, just simply Google Abraham Hicks. She has a whole bunch of those things. Everything's always working out for me. And so to walk through life, that everything's always working out for me. Right?
Yes.
Everything's
right.
Always working out for me. Rather than keeping the energy low, which is fretting about what just happened, whatever is difficult, right? Trying to find a solution with the head, right? When really the solution is you assuming that it's already done. It's already done because actually at some level, it is already done. Everything's always working out for me. People have had therapy for 30 years and still there's no change, right?
Oh, yes.
Well, I can help you make that change happen. I can help you make that change happen because it's already done. You're the one who's holding on to it.
Right.
Everything is always working out for me. Awesome. Everything is always working out for me. Let's do some more breathing here. I think we need to step into a little practical.
Okay, that's good. That's perfect. Perfect timing.
Is that okay, sweetie? Yes. This is a little bit of a Lydia item. Would you just give me a moment to ask for a Lydia item, please, Randy?
Sure.
And the Lydia item is if there's any of our listeners who knows about being a VA or a virtual assistant, to kind of do a MailChimp every month or a little Facebook posting. I need a new virtual assistant. So if that happens to be you or somebody that you know, please get in touch with me. And Randy does a very good job at giving my website. Is that okay, Randy, that I'm putting
sure.
this out?
Sure, yes, absolutely. Just why don't you mention the website, please?
Yes, yes, yes. It is my name, a little bit long, Lydia, Lydia, Vandenbroek, V for Victor, A, N for no one, D for David, E, Edward, N for no one, B for boy, R, O, E, C for Charles, and K for King. Excuse me, .com.
Okay. That wasn't your maiden name, because I was going to say, that's a hard thing for a child to learn to spell.
yeah, this was my maiden name, baby.
Yeah, okay.
Or
yeah.
Is my maiden name, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And where are you from, Lydia? Where do you originate from?
I was born in Brussels.
Okay.
And when I was all grown up at 21, I married a British man and I moved to London. And then a few years later, or many years later, I moved to Chicago, which is my current home still.
Okay. Awesome.
So I'm this crazy mixed up person.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're not. This is actually very typical of many people. Okay, so let's begin the practical. What should we do now? What would you like us to do now?
Let me see. I'm going to guide you, if I may, a feeling. I beg your pardon, what did you say, sweetie?
I said you may.
Okay. Lovely listeners, people, please make sure that you're not disturbed. I don't want you to be driving, please, which I don't think you are. And just to feel yourself comfortable, feel your feet on the ground. That's very important. And let us breathe. Breathe, because I'm going to help you with the feeling issue. You know how we talk about feeling and our reluctance to feel, right? I'm going to help you to feel, baby. I'm going to help you to feel. Please breathe. And be in a comfortable sitting position. And take a few minutes to sit with the breath. And become aware of what you are feeling in this moment. What are you feeling? I don't need to know. I want you to know. There, a feeling of joy, maybe? Is there a feeling of sadness, maybe, or anger, or sorrow, or pain? Just become aware, right? Become aware. And if they are yuck, become aware of the yuck. Watch the feelings and notice where they are located in the body. Is there any tightness or tension connected with any particular feeling? Sit quietly and observe. Just notice. If they are yuck, you notice the yuck. And let the breath flow. Be quietly aware of feelings as they arise within the body. Notice whether the feeling even moves from one place to another place in the body. Is the feeling stuck, or does the feeling move? No need to speak, just notice. Does the feeling change as you breathe, and what does it become? How is the change experienced? And we're going to take one particular feeling, and we're going to make a close, kind of a close observation of it. Is there a particular space in the body that is associated with the feeling? Is there a particular thought or image associated with it? Feel the feeling as fully as you can. Does the feeling feel hot? Notice. Is the feeling cold? Is the feeling hard? Or is the feeling soft? Is the feeling contained, like to a particular place? Or do you experience it throughout your entire body? Keep on breathing with the feeling. Accept the feeling fully without trying to push it away or to keep it constant. Simply let the feeling be. Just notice it, right? Just notice. Watch the feeling, feel the feeling, without identifying, without, you know, oh, this is my feeling again, just kind of notice it, okay? So let the exploration go even deeper, if you can, as though the feeling were like a huge onion, and you are peeling away the layers. What is under the layer? After layer? What's happening when the onion is peeled away? What is left? What is left? And take a soft breath. So when the feeling changed, or began to change maybe, or release, or began to release, or shifted a little bit, just stay with the breath. And notice and feel. Is there any change in your body? And if the feeling, it's possible, has not yet changed or released or transformed, simply know that it's a feeling, a changing process in the body that you no longer have to solidify, has not yet changed. It will, sooner or later. And resting in the body, and you may slowly begin to open your eyes and maybe even be aware of any differences in feeling. Does it feel any different? Maybe it will take a few hours or even a day or two. Right? Just keep on breathing. Just keep on breathing. Just keep on breathing. Okay. Okay. I hear you chuckling, Randy.
Yes. So Lydia, you'll be back on July 23rd to talk about the fifth chakra, which is the throat chakra.
I know.
Mm-hmm. So for everybody who's listening, we're working our way up. We're almost at the fifth one. Come back next month to listen to hear Lydia help guide you through the clearing and healing of that chakra. Mm-hmm. Lydia, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for helping us to work through this very, very important energy place in our body. We all need to work through this.
Yes, sweetheart, yes. Yes, yes. And we don't know, this is not like, oh, we're all done, you know. But gently, as we begin to feel shifts and change, you notice that your life is going to change.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
What's that?
It's so important that we know how to deal with the feelings that we're having. That's what I, you
For
know,
now,
because we,
feeling is healing.
Because when we don't,
feel
we
the
panic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this is
yes.
so,
feel
so
the
very
yuck.
Important. Mm-hmm. Feel the yuck.
Yes. Feel the yuck.
Okay.
Feel the yuck.
All right, Lydia.
And actually, then begin to love the yuck.
Love the yuck. Okay.
Yes.
We'll all be saying that.
Yes.
Love the yuck.
Love the yuck. Okay, sweetheart.
All right.
Thank you so much, lovely people.
We'll see you. We'll talk with you next month. It's been a pleasure. Have a great day.
Namaste. Bye.
Namaste. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.